Good to work. Okay, tonight, it's a continuation of what we discussed last week, a drop, but really it's a new inyan. It's tonight's fundamentals of Bametzra, more Toin V'nitin. When you have a suffix, what do you do? If you have a machloikas between the Metzran and the Lakeach, if he has entitled to Bametzra, not entitled to Bametzra, does that give him the right to take over Bametzra? If there's a machloikas apaiskim, who's going to win? All the type of different various cases, scenarios of machloikas or suffix, what's going to happen? It's a continuation of drop of last week. Just to remind the Eilim, is that last week we discussed that if a person is selling a piece of property because time is of the essence, because he has to pay taxes, he doesn't want to be foreclosed on, or he has to raise mezainis for his wife and kids, or it was kalila alena for kfura, whatever it is, time is of the essence. He has to sell the property quickly, fire sale the property. There's no din of bametzra to allow a quick sale to a lokeach. So now tonight's going to be discussed. What happens if there's a machloikis? The buyer says he did it because he needed to raise money for taxes. And Mamela, the holding of Bametzra was suspended. And the Bametzra says, nothing doing. Who said? I'm a Bametzra, give me the property. So we're going to have fashidin of cases tonight of machloikis, safek, v'chulu. It's really not just limited to last week's if. It's basically encompasses the entire simon. What do you do whenever you have a machlekes or a suffix between the bametz and the lekeach? Let's hopefully tonight, Mitzvah, we'll cover a few sifim, memdalim, memhei, memvav, just to get this inyan. Zoktum mechaber sif memdalim. Toina lekeach. If the lekeach tainis va'ama mepnei amas. The lekeach says, look, the seller sold it because he had to raise money for taxes. Uchiyetzibo, any of the other reasons. He was selling it because, like I said, mezainis, akfura, mokali amoyka, or balameitza, ima sheka to tain. What are you talking about? What are you doing? You're only timing this kadei lavatos chusi. You're only doing this to make sure that I'm sidelined, I'm marginalized, that I won't be able to have a dinner by metza. That's not fair. Al balameitza lavi raya. The balameitza has to bring a raya. And if he doesn't bring a raya, yeshava halakeach hases. When there's a machloikis between the valameitzer and the lakeach, who's going to win? The lakeach wins. Yes, you have to make a sure it's hases, but the lakeach is going to win. We'll talk about it in a minute. Balt. So you want to say Meitzer Gever? Fine, it's Meitzer Gever. So who's the mukzik? Well, to the lekeach, the vow, we're going to see if he's really a muktzik or not, but the vow, the lekeach has a din, let's say he's a muktzik, and memela, the metzron, if he wants to take it out, he's going to have to bring a raya. The lekeach is, the bala meitzar tells the lekeach, I don't trust you, and the lekeach has to make sure that the seller is doing it because of mass. Right. Okay, we're going to get to well. Okay, fine. Let's start bringing this out, okay? The Lashon Mechaber is Balameitza Oime Sheker Atatoyin. You're lying. You're saying a Sheker. So the Prisha says the Metzron over here is tining a Bari that he knows for sure that the seller was not selling it to raise taxes, and he knows for sure that the buyer is lying. Mele has a tiny Bari, and Mele the Lekeach has to swear a Heses like Kala Terekula in all entire Chesha Mishit. Whenever you have Tain Dinin and one Baldin is tining Bari, the other side, the Nitra, is going to have to swear Shvus Heses. That's how the Sma learns, the preacher, the Sma learns the Mechaber. The problem is, maybe it fits in the words of the Mechaber, the problem is that the Piskei Riyos, this is really a Lashon HaRambam, and the Piskei Riyos brings down the Rambam, and tries on the Rambam, Gevalt, why does the Lekeach have to make a Shvur for? Where do we ever find in the Torah that a person has to make a Shvur says against a tiny Shema? He learned that Rambam was talking about a tiny Shema, a tiny Sofik, and he says, what's, the Piskei Riyos continues, and it has to be a tiny Sofik, because how in the world does the Metzron know why the seller is selling the property for? So he has to be a Shema. And nevertheless, the Rambam is saying that the Lekeach has to swear. So he argues with the Rambam and says, where do we find ever that a Nitva has to swear a Heses against a tiny Shema? Heses was instituted, a Shuas Heses, because I was Masakin, against a tiny Zbari, but not against a tiny Shema.
Where's the Rambam?
This is Rambam. Rambam has Das Torah. Well, a lot of times, sometimes he does. Sometimes it does Torah. Sometimes he does. We already had a halakha in the Siman that it was from the Rambam. Whenever you have something in the Rambam and it's not, well, not like the Rambam, Chub is a Rush, whatever, then all of a sudden it starts to have machlokes and what he means, because there's no Gemara. The Val, we don't have a Gemara on this Raya. I don't know of any Gemara. It's a Rambam, and the Raya, because Kriyaz also didn't know the Gemara. Because Kriyaz argues with Rambam, says, not true. You don't have to make a sure. Good. The Milchus, the Talmud, the Rashba, does the exact same thing. He says, the Metzen can't be tining Bari here, because how in the world does the Metzen know what the seller's objective, why he sold the property for? But he says, the reason why the Lekeach, the Nitva, has to make a shua says, is because the Taina that he's tining is ridiculous. He has no basis to such a Taina. The Lekeach saying, the seller's selling it because of Mas. Make a taser. You have any right to that? Nothing. You're tining that. Okay, fine. So you're tining that. When it's a tainer that has no basis at all, you're just making, it's created, it's home baked right now. You're creating that. Oh, the seller's doing because it is. For that, we want the Zach and Truth says. I'm going to get to it. About 1 second.
There's no basis. He's saying
what? Oh, we're going to see if that works. 1 second, we'll see if that works. But the Val, the Nitva, is saying that. So if he can't show us any raglaim ladova, any indication why, any proof that the seller is selling kasam mas, so even though he's tining bari, but it's not going to absolve him, he can't keep the property unless he makes a shur. So he has to make a shur, says this. If he brings Adam, Micah tell him again. Everyone's howling with the Micah telling him. We're going to get to Micah telling him. If he brings Adam that the Micah took the check and paid off the mortgage or paid off the taxes, that's good. Less than that, we're going to have to see. The Chayshim Veifa passes like that as well, by himself, without the Rishonim, that Avada, the person has the Nitva, has to make a Shavuos has to say, even against a Tiny Shema, and there's a Chuvus Mabusha Yontim and Chayshim Mishma Beis, who's Metzadet like that as well. That Avada, you have to make a Shavuos even if you're Tiny Shema. Fine. Now, what happened to the seller here? So the Chuvus Teres Chesed in Siman Reish Aleph, who names on for Pshitas, even if the seller is here. And the seller says, you should know, Rabbi Yisai, I did not sell it for mass. I took the money and I bought myself a summer home. I did not use it to pay taxes. We tell the seller, have a nice day. You're an Eid Echad. It's very nice. Eid Echad is very choshev in Torah. But you're trying to be Moitzi Mammon from the Lekeach. You need to aid him. And Mamela, even the aidus of the seller, together with the Mesran, will not work to be Moitzi from the Lekeach. The Lekeach has a right to Taina. The seller sold the property because of mas. That's the Torah's case. And we once discussed in Sif Ches, back and forth, could the seller, Lamash, we had a case over there, he sold it on credit, and the seller sold the property, he took a mortgage, seller's note, and the buyer says that he would not trust you, the Metzron, and the seller says, I would trust the Metzron, and we went through the whole shmooze over there as well. Could the seller be Neman later on, because the Maisi is only at Erech, or Siv Zayin, if the property was sold at a discount, and the Lekeach says he only meant to sell it to me, he didn't mean to sell it to everyone, and the Metzron says, what do you mean? The seller was out for lunch, he didn't realize the property's price, and he would have sold it to anyone for that price, and the seller comes here screaming, yes, I was out for lunch and I would have sold it to everyone for that price. Also, we tell him where to go. He's an Eid Echad. I mean, to discuss, it's a Makhlek is Achrayim. But Lekhoi in Tzavara, he can't be more than an Eid Echad. If he's only an Eid Echad, he should not be Neman. Okay, we have to really do Sif Mem Hei to take it to the next step. Because really, in the Al-Machaba is talking where the Lekeach is a Bari. The Lekeach is saying, I know that the seller is selling it for Mas. What we're going to see now in Sif Mem Hei is what happens if the Bari himself is only a suffix. The buyer says, hey, you're coming to with Metronis, maybe the seller was selling it for mass. Is that also work to sideline the Din Metzronis? Maybe he was selling it for Kvura, maybe he was selling it for Mezainis, maybe he was selling it for any other exception to Metzronis that we find in the Siman, which is about a dozen of them. So maybe he was doing it for any of the others as well. Previous halakha was, if he sells a property which is far away from where he needs to be and he wants to buy a different property which is closer, or he sells a Shraka property to buy a better property. So maybe the seller was selling this, liquidating this to raise capital to buy a better property. And again, that would be an exception to the rule of Metzronis. Maybe. So what? If the Lekeach is a Shema, does that also work? Let's see Sif Mem Hei. We're going to have to develop this. The meat really is in Sif Mem Hei. Let's see. Afilu Hayu B'Davis Safik. Even if it's a Safik, Even if the lekech is a safik, the lekech says maybe. Ein lekech mistalek ala baraya brura. You cannot remove the lekeach from this karka. The metron cannot usurp the position of the lekeach until he brings a raya brura. Shev maybe balametz. Until he brings a raya brura. If he doesn't have a raya, the lekeach is going to win. Lefikach zakta machabe. Watch this. We have a new tiny here. Lefikach. If any case of Bametzer who have a tayin, you could mamish have a heyday here. Because you have so many exceptions to the rule. Lefika kam tayina lakeek vama. Gazlin atol asodazu. You're coming with a tayina Bametzer because you're next door. You know what? That's very nice. You claim you're the next door owner. Maybe you stole the next door property and now you're tayining Mitzer on this. How do you know that? I know that you really own the next door property. Or is atol asada? Or maybe, yeah, sure, I see you every day there, but that doesn't mean you're the owner. Maybe just the managing the property. You're an artist on the property. A sharecropper on the property. Maybe you're just a tenant. You're renting. It really belongs to your uncle. And he's being nice to you and he's renting it out to you. Maybe you took this as collateral and that's why you're living your property. The balametza needs to bring a raya to prove that he owns the karka next door. And if he cannot prove that he is the rightful owner of that property, also he can come find a Bametzer. Who are you? Every time, correct. This is across the board. Any time of Metzronis, when a guy comes, the lekeach can tell the Metzronis, excuse me, sir, I don't know who you are. He'll have to bring Aiden. He'll have to bring proof. A title, good. Now, a title under his name. If it's a title under the LLC, so prove to me that you're the LLC, which is quite impossible to prove. Because you approve an operating agreement. Maybe you just printed that off your computer. I could also print an operating agreement off my computer and make me the managing member of this LLC. And nothing is registered. This is like one of the biggest enigmas in America, how America is running on LLCs. No one knows who's who. You can never know who owns anything. Maybe, we once had a din Torah. The guy was a clown, and he came into the din Torah, and he represented LLC, only to find out afterwards that, sure, one day he used to own the LLC. He doesn't own the LLC anymore. He already sold the property out to someone else, and he's having a dintari with someone when he's not even the Baldova. You can never know. So if you haven't, if you're judges on the LLC, I don't know who you are.
Is it listed representative?
Where is that listed?
State.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a, maybe a
registration
agent, whatever, but doesn't show he's an owner. So I don't know who you are.
Well, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, no, you're an agent. You never owned it. You're a shlag shamus. That's who you are. Really, it belongs to Yanko. And you're the registered agent. You're the front for the LLC. When the guy who owns the LLC comes to me, I'll talk to him. Dabala, I don't know who that is.
What's the main appeal for the Rasabi? Does the Lekeach shine?
Correct, the Lekeach shine and shine. Just like over here. What's a Lekeach tiny? Lekeach doesn't know that the guy's a gazlan on the property. Lekeach says, look, I just moved into the area. I just bought this property. You're giving me a welcome, a bruchim aboyim, telling me metzronis. That's how you welcome me to the area. And I tell you, I don't know who you are. You're a gazlan.
Come on, no, it's not the shema from the case before. The shema he sold it from mine.
We're going to get to that, Baal. We're going to get to it, Baal. One second. We might be talking about that. We're going to see in a second. Hold on. Lekeach called the Yitzhak is there, and so too any other like this taina. So it becomes already it's problematic, it's challenging now, because before he even gets to first base, he has to prove that he's a metzron. Now what is this beginning talking about? When the Machaber says afil hoy bedav sofik, eno lekeach mestalik, what is this dav sofik that we're talking about? This is also Rambam, yeah. This is Gvaldik. I mean, once you start with Rambam, those sugyas, and it's not, now you're going to see. And this line, this first line, afil hoy bedav sofik, is a three-way machloikas of Paiskim had to teach these words. Teich. Now forget lom, this teich. Afil hoy bedav sofik, enen lekeach mestalik, what are we talking about? Zok tisma. Afil hoy bedav sofik is not talking about the case of Gazlin and Soika and Mamashkin, but it's going back on the previous sif. The previous sif said that the lekeach katayna, that the seller sold it for a mass, or the seller sold it for mezainis or kvura, and the lekeach wins, and he only has to make a shvua, sesis, zok tisma, hu adinin. If he's only a suffix, he'll also win. The lekeach says, maybe the seller was selling it from us. So until you prove me otherwise, Koltov, I don't have to talk to you. One sec. Well, God doesn't say over here has to make a shor. We're going to talk about that. It doesn't say here it has to make a shor. In the previous sentence, it has to make a shor. Here it doesn't say it makes a shor. That's not what I'm talking about. One second. Let me get into it, Rabbi. Everyone's getting so good, but I can't get into it. Let me get into it, and then we'll have to take all the kashas. All right. So it says over here that the smile learns the pshat is that the hayu bedava sofik, that the lekech is saying maybe the seller is selling it for mas, maybe the seller is selling it for mezainis, maybe, and that's enough to tell the metzrin kaltov. Until you prove otherwise, ala metzrin la viraya, and he's going to win. That's how the Sma learns the Mechava. Comes along the Shach and jumps on the Sma and says, you know, this is a bit of a stretch here. He says that if you're going to tell me that even on a Sofik he's going to win, so basically you're taking the whole Din Metzronis and throwing it out the window. Because that basically every single case, the lekeach doesn't even have to know. It's just a maybe. Maybe the seller is doing it, and they don't have to limit it to mas and mezainis and kvura. You could say now, and maybe he's selling it. It was shvaka property. He has to buy a better property, and maybe he was far away and he's buying it closer. Maybe he's doing it for so many other reasons. Maybe not only that. We had it before in the previous if that he doesn't have to be doing it for mas. Even if he took care of the mas, he borrowed money to do the mas, but he's selling a property to pay back the chayv that he took to pay the mas or the mezainis or the kvura, that's enough. So maybe he's doing it to pay off that chayv. So basically, in order for the metzen to win, he'll have to have edus on about a dozen things that the seller wasn't doing it for. We have edus that he wasn't doing for mas. We have edus wasn't doing for chayv for mas and for mezainis and for kvura. He said basically, you take it to home metzronis and throwing it out the window. Says it can't be that the lekeach could be neman even on such a taino of a shema. It can't be. And he says, if the Mechaber meant the previous sif, so then the Mechaber should have been in the previous sif. These words, I feel like bit of a sophic, and look at Mastalik, Lebrai Brua, Shemevi Balamet, it should have been the end of Sif Mem Dalet. Why did he bring it as an introduction to Sif Mem Hei? It starts Sif Mem Hei like this. How could that be? Elamai Zaktashach, this whole halacha that the Lekek is Neman, even if he's a Shema, is only on these cases of the Metzrin is a Gazel, the Metzrin is an Oris, the Metzrin is a Mamashkin, the Metzrin is a tenant, a Zachir. Only Benegat to Sif Mem Hei does a tiny Shem of a Lekeach work. But Benegat to Sif Mem Dalet, a tiny Shem of a Lekeach is not going to work. The Lekeach has to be a Vada. And what's the Chilik? Zok Teshach like this. In Sif Mem Dalet, the guy's making up something. Maybe this guy is selling it for mass. Maybe not. You have no idea. You have no inkling. So make a tasty. And we have a metzrin vada in front of us, and the metzrin has a taina to take over the property, and you're coming up with this concocted svara. Maybe the seller's doing this. Your maybe can't be mighty midei vada of the metzrin. There's a definite metzrin standing here waiting to take over the property. That's if mendalit. So, and that's he's going to have a shul too. We're going to talk about Sif Mem Hei. He's also going to need a shul. About 1 second. But Mashenken and Sif Mem Hei, Zokta Shach, over here, I'm timing fundamentally, you're not even about Metron. So until you prove that you're a somebody, you're a nobody. I tiny that maybe you're a gazlan on the property next door, so you're not even a bar metzron. First you have to establish that you're a bar metzron, and now I know I'm dealing with a bar metzron, and then you could take over the property. Until then, I don't even have a vada here. I don't have a metzron here yet, until you could prove that you're a metzron. Bishlom and Sif Mandala, there's a vadi metzron, so ain't sofik of the lekeach, mitzvah me de vadi of the metzron. There's a definite metzron here. Mashenken over here, we don't know yet there's a metzron here. So until you prove your metzron, you cannot be mighty the karker from the lekeach, even though lekeach is only a shema. And the memelo tashak, this whole halacha, afilo ibedav esofik, is only benegeh to sif memhei on these type of tainis where I'm undermining that you're not even a metron. But if I agree that you're a metron, but I'm coming with a zaitik taina why you have no right to taina metronis because of mas or mezainis or kfuru or any of the other heterim in the simen, I will not be nemon with a taina shema. In order for me to win, I need to have a taina. His body.
So in the case of Bezdin, when he comes as Bezdin signing it late to the to prove first thing in the
no.
It's not a case of
tiny. No, if he wants a tiny, if he doesn't tiny, he'll make a taste. Yeah.
That's sometimes tainin.
Yeah, in a Kanami, but Pasha, I don't see anyone who says he is tainin. Now the question is, so why didn't this Ma learn this pshat? It's so simple in the Mechabo that it's apparent that the Mechabo is really talking about Sif Mamay, not Sif Mem Dalet. What forced this Ma to use that first line, Afilo Vidav Asavik, and transplant it into Sif Mem Dalet away from Sif Mamay? It's an introduction to Sif Mamay only. The third is if you look in the Prisha Bavon's this problem. The Prisha says is that ki yidu in Chazal akzuki inchi begazloni lemakzakinan. You can't say on someone and establish someone as a Gazan just because you said so. He's a Gazan. The guy has a Cheses conscience. You can't start labeling people that he's a Gazan. Memele zakta prisha b'negeh tesif memeh. When I find a Gazlan atah besod azu, I could only be Nemon in sif memeh if I'm a Bori. If the Lakeik is a Bori and he says, I know you're a Gazan next door and you're not the rightful Metzron, fine. But if I find out maybe you're a Gazlan, lo mexikin and inchi begazloni.
No, it's not true because
the can't answer. How should I answer? I don't have title. I mean, it's under an LLC. I put it under an LLC. There's no way for me to prove it. So that doesn't show. People who own LLCs are not gazlonim, not all of them at least. So.
The mortgage had a way of proving it.
Yeah, I think I had the name, but. How could you prove that you're an owner of an LLC? How do you know that you're still an owner? Where did it say? It says on the operating agreement that's in your computer. Sorry? That's it. No, the state just says all it says is an agent who you deal with. That's all. It doesn't say anyone who owns it. You'll never know who owns an LLC.
So.
Again, you'll never be able to prove there's more than one either. Yeah, you won't know. You can't prove anything. So it's a very difficult level of proof. So maybe you can get the level of proof with LT. In halakhic proof to establish that you're the rightful owner might be a bit challenging. But Zot to Prisha. So in the olden days, there was no title. So how are you going to prove that you own the property? Okay, so it was a way. So granted, the deceiver says the way to do it is you have to have Eidim, that you have a Cheskes Gemush on him. Good. Fine. So if you have Eidim, you have a Cheskes Gemush on him. If you have an Eidim that you have Cheskes Gemush on him, mask him, then you have Eidis. And if you don't have Eidim, Cheskes Gemush on him, so that's it. So.
Bring me a right, you're my Metzim.
Correct, bring me a right. And now what? Now just because the Metzim doesn't have Eidim, there's Cheskes Gemush on him, that means he's a Gazlan?
No,
so he doesn't.
That's what the
Mechabo said. I'm just saying the Prisha says that if you want a tain on the guy, that he's a Gazlin, lo mexikino inchi begazloni with a tain shema. So therefore, Zakta Prisha, I'm telling over Prisha, then we can argue with the people. I'm telling over Prisha, Zakta Prisha, therefore, if the Lakeach accuses the Metzron of being a Gazlin, we disregard that accusation, unless he has a tiny body. Memelo, that he's a Gazlan. So, it's Venahapechu. Because Sif Memhei, according to the Prisha and the Sma, at least Benegeh to the line of Gazlan is, could only be if he's a Bari. So therefore he couldn't learn that when his Mechaba starts off, Afilo Yibadov Sofik was going on Sif Memhei. Because one of the examples of Sif Memhei is Gazlan is, and that will not work if he's a Sofik. So Akarka, he had to plug in this beginning, Afilo Yibadov Sofik, to Sif Mem Dalet. And Mashengen came to Shachis Punkfaket. And Sif Mem Dalet is where Sufik will not work, not like the Sma, and only Sif Memei will a Sufik work. And Baruch Hashem, I found the Shoshana Zyankov says it clearly that that's why the Sma couldn't learn like the Shach. Now, what do you do with the Shach's kasha on the Sma? That loy the Sma, if you nemen on a Sufik, Shema mitnei amas mizaynis kfura halvav because of these things. It's endless. Basically, you're taking mitzranis and throwing it out the window. Zok the divrei malkiel in chelak aleph siman tzadi beis. He says a hamotzah shtikel in the sma, but he says akach the sma is talking about only where the lekeach chod shows a mara mokum raglaim ladova epis vos. Why there's a mokum to be mistapek? Maybe the seller was selling it because of mas. There was rumors in town that he had to raise money for mas. There's already on the title. I know something registered on the title that the foreclosure proceeding started. I know something that shows that's nika epis that there's a suffix going on. But ain't a kanami if there's no suffix at all, and it's only because the lekeach dreamt this up. Shem bnei amas, even this mas moida that's not a good taina to stave off meitzronis and avada the world be a dinner by metzra. That's what the Tivra Makil answers the Shach's kasha, and the Choshen Veifa does very similar as well.
So,
right. Good, very nice. And that dig, that type of a dig, you can see really is like a boy chayr, which I'm about to say. Well, but so far.
What's that?
No, but there's no gaz in a mandal. What do you mean?
He says,
it is because of mas mizainus ukvura, and the sma holds that a shema would work, and the shak holds that will not work. And even the sma shema, Zotadim Nakil, has to be a shema with raglaim ladova, a reason why we're mistapik. Without that, then you just can't create shemas, and just otherwise, mamish, you can throw a bametz, it's not negev. Nothing stops him, but then he's lying. We hope most people don't lie. We just had a thing tell you about him told the other guy that your mamish, you're a goslin. And we asked him, whatever, it was the whole story. We asked him, you know that the nitva doesn't know what happened. Yeah, but if he has my money, he must be a goslin. Like, it was very funny. Like, he called him a goslin, he killed him a goslin, but then he admitted that the nitva had no idea that he has his money. But yet he's a goslin. Fine. But you have to know that he's a goslin in order to tie in a goslin. It's fine.
Maybe he's
there
from
the
Shabbos.
Maybe he borrowed it. That's one of the cases. Gazlan, Soicha, Mamashka, and Enochrem. Enochrem, for that, the Prisha agrees that you don't need a bari for. But at least for the case of Gazlan, there you need to be a bari. Because and Echanami. But again, he'll have to prove that he's not a Soicha, you're right, but like the different Malkiel, it's only if you show some indication, Raglaim Ladova, why we should assume, or at least suspect, that he really is only a Soicha. And then, yes, then he'll have to prove it. Then he now owns it. Okay, we're going to touch on something that Lechayri will have to prove that today is if he wants to be avad. It's a shamish put on it. Okay, whatever. I'd rather no one go down. It's a little more time than indic. Okay. Zogta Arach HaShulchan, he passes like the Shach, that the only way the Lekeach can stave off the Metzron is only if the Lekeach is going to be avadim, benegay to mass and those things, not benegay to ourself. Else if the Shach's Moida Sofik works because you don't even know yet you're a Metzron. But if you are a Metzron and the timing mitnei mass and all these things, then avadim need to be a tiny bori to stave off the Metzron. Comes along with Malbusha Yontiv and takes it to the next step. Malbusha Yontiv, the same tshuva, Chayshu Mishra Beis, with what the Elam was talking about before, he holds it a Shach, but he goes even further. He says, even if the lekeach tiny that I heard it from the seller directly, before the sale, the seller told me, I am selling it mipnei hamas. And the lekeach just repeating over what I heard from the seller. I am buried, that's what I heard from the seller. Zot Mabusha Yontif, that he will not be neman, because he doesn't know. Just because the seller told him, you don't know. You saw that he paid mass with it? You saw that he used it from the Zaynus Akvuru? No. So you only hear it from someone else. So what are you, aid me, P8? I mean, what are you, a bari de acher? That's nothing. That's not going to work. And he says, Viteida, Hagavatmukha, if you're going to tell me that if the seller tells me that it's for mass, that's enough to work to take away Mitzranis, he says at the same time as a shock, take Mitzranis and throw out the window. You never have Mitzranis. Every seller who doesn't want to be bogged down with a problem of a Mitzra will just notify every customer. You should know I'm doing it in a mass, I'm doing it in a Mitzranis, and everything's Gavaldic, and Mamei, you have nothing to worry about Mitzranis. So then the seller is going to undermine the whole Takonis by Mitzra. Mameila, it cannot work unless you actually know. And he said that even if the seller comes here to Bezin to testify that he did it mipnei hamas, it's also not going to work. Because again, all he is an eid echad. And if you need a tainus bari of the lekeach, like the shach says, you need a tainus bari. A bari ayde acher is not a bari. So you still the lekeach is not a bari. He only knows it from the zela. If the seller would be allowed, if the seller would be neman by saying it before he sold it that he's doing neyamas, then basically you're sidelining the whole din of mitzvah. And therefore, right? So don't tell him. That's we had before, all the way up in was it Sivvav, that if the seller doesn't want to sell the property, you have the option: don't sell the property. But if you do sell it, the mitzvah has a right to it. You can't override Chazal. Chazal was saying that if you sell the property, the metzim gets first crack. So you don't have to sell. But if you want to sell because you need to raise money, then Bal Kochad is going to be metzronis. And now, if the seller would be able to undermine that by just telling every boy, I'm doing neyamas, so basically undermine the whole din of metzron. If he proves it, if we could prove it, we have Edom that it went for Mas and then a Hanabi. But anything less short of Edus, it's not going to work. Whatever you need. It doesn't have to be the whole sale. But if you didn't have the capital without selling it, so then you, in order for you to stave off the mass collectors, you need to sell this property. So that's enough. But you'll have to prove that. If you don't prove that, you have a problem. Okay, so now you have a Machlekes man, Shach, how to teach these words. Comes along the Baye Chai, and he teaches a third shot in the Mechaba. The Baye Chai says like this. The Baye Chai, that's the Knesset HaGadol. Baal Knesset HaGadol has a chuvus, bunch of chuvus called Baye Chai, and Chesha Mishpo, Chelek Aleph, Kufzadi Tes, he teaches the Mechaba a third shot. He says, Avadis like the Shach, that it's going on Sif Mem Hei. That's why it's here in Sif Mem Hei. But he says that even for Sif Mem Hei, the Lekeach needs a tainus bari, not a tainus shema. So what does it mean? Afilu haya bedava safik? He says it doesn't say afilu haya tain shema. He says afilu haya bedava safik. There's a safik in the mitzias whether he's a metron or not. Sif Mem Dalu was talking about we know he's a metron, but the safik is whether there's an exception to the rule because of mas and mezainis and kvura. Sif Mem Hei is afilu haya bedava safik. In the mitzias of metronis itself, there's a safik. We don't know if he's a metron or not. So too there, the lekeach will win, and the metron will have to bring a riot to establish that he's a metron. And so it's afilu haya bedava safik lefikok. What's the case? But he has to be a tainus bari even for Sif Mem Hei. And if he's not a tainus bari, then he won't win even for Sif Mem Hei. So now you have the extreme the other way. You have the Sma holds that, hey, even the Shema works by Mas. The Shach holds, no, Shema doesn't work by Mas. You need to be a bari, but Shema will work by Sif Mem Hei if you haven't established that you're a Metzrin. And now you have the Baye Chai takes it to the next step and says that even Sif Mem Hei, a Lekeach Shema won't win. In order to win, you need to be a bari. He says why Sif Mem Hei is a bigger chiddush in one angle than Sif Mem Dalasafik, then it's still going to work. Now, Lamaisa, we have to know, Rabbi, it's very fundamental. Basically, it's negates the entire siman. What do you do when the Lekeach raises something with a suffix? Will the Lekeach win or not? And that's basically what's going on here. Three way Makhlekesh, Sma, Shach, and Baye Chai. So let's talk about two other cases in the siman where maybe we could bring a riot to this Makhlekesh. It's not me, it's the Sefer Yeshua. Naman Kaspitim. Sefer Yeshua is in Tzakim Aksav and Tavkuf Kaf Aluf and Tavkuf Membez. Naman Kaspitim here. And Pamoni Zov and Sif Mem Zayin all bring the exact same raya against the Shach. They want to bring a raya to the Sma. There's a halak in Sif Mem Zayin, which maybe we'll learn the next week. More exceptions to the rule. One of them is if the buyer is a woman, there's no din of Amesra. You don't tell a woman go somewhere else. That's it. That's it. Not because of American society. The reason is because they don't have the wherewithal and the expertise and the nice and nicein to buy properties. And therefore, yeah, and the Gemara. This is Mufusha Gemara. Sorry? Good. We have to discuss what a woman is for sif mem zayin. But if there's a sif mem, if there's a woman who buys the property, there's no din of bamet. And that's why a lot of people in town try to do a shtickle. They put the wife's name on the property. It's a woman bought it, not the man. But if it's a haram, it doesn't work. Okay. The bottom line is that's the halacha. If a woman buys a property, you can't tell her, excuse me, ma'am, go buy somewhere else. That's not a time. If you can't be masalik a woman. Comes along in sif mem zayin. The halacha is what happens if the buyer is a tumtum or an androgynous. So the person is a suffic woman, suffic man. What do you do then? The halacha is that the lekeach wins. It's a suffic, and the lekeach wins. If the metzen wants to be mitzi from the lekeach, the metzen has to prove that he's not a woman. And if he can't prove that he's not a woman, the tumtum and androgynous is going to win. So, fact to say for Yeshua, I'm going to speak to Parmenides of, look what you have over here. You have over here a suffic, the lekeach, him or herself, also doesn't know what he or she is, right? He has the same suffix, what it is. They have the same suffix. And so he's only a tiny shem with this lekeach. And the halacha is, he's going to win. She's going to win. The halacha is that this individual will win on a suffix, even though it's not a bury. So, so what you see, that they all bring a raya to this man, that you see if a lekeach is a suffix, or a lekeach could win. It's a raya, not like the shach. The shach says that if a lekeach is a, sorry, if you have a raya that a lekeach is a suffix, a lekeach wins. And the shach says a lekeach cannot win on a tiny shema, by mass. Only by gazanato, that you have to establish your metzen. But once you establish your metzen, ain't suffix, maitzim devadai, and over there, by tumda androgynous, you see suffix is maitzim devadai. Even though you have a definite metzen there, nevertheless, the suffix of the buyer is enough to win and stave off mitzranis. So they bring a raya against the shach. Okay, so Grado, the Sefer Yeshua tries to do that and says that maybe the Shach's case is only when the metron is a bari, but that doesn't work.
But that's saying that maybe the Kerach is a bari gal.
Maybe the Shach says in case of mass, let's go by mass. The Shach says in case of mass that if the lekeach is a shema, then the lekeach cannot win. So you're telling me maybe it's only talking about where the metzen is a bari that the lekeach has lined. That means the metzen must be a bari that it was not done for mass. That's the akimti we'd like to make. It's not in the Shach such an akimti, and like we discussed before when we did Sif Mem Dalet, it doesn't really work because the Rishonim say lahedya that Sif Mem Dalet, the metzen cannot be a bari, because how in the world does he know that the seller didn't do it for mass? So Pashta is the metzen is not a bari, right? Not like the Sman said over there. So kumti. How did he know? He's a shema. As long as the lekeach is shema. So the lekeach saying, I'm a shema, maybe he did it for mass. If you don't know faket, then maybe he taka did it for mass. Right, so how does that change? So it means you're making, not could be, you're making an akimta that the case before talking about where the metzun is a vadai. So I'm telling you that the Rishonim learned the case of mass, that the metzun also was only a suffix. And nevertheless, the Shach said it long. Sefer Yeshua says it's there. I'm just saying it doesn't fit in the Makabe itself. Right, but that's only a suffix. So at the end of the day, it's only a suffix. Yeah, but that atunderig is not enough. You have to be an isha, and you don't know you're an isha. You know that you're a suffix. To say this, so you know you're a suffix. Okay, so maybe that's what. Okay. Maybe that's what the Minkus Pita means. The Minkus Pita. This is not tossing out. How many tumna androgynouses do you know? So the kids in the Minkus Pitam gives a teretz. The Minkus Pitam answers that here the shak would be moida. The shak is only talking about where the lekeach dreamt up a shema. Mashain Kane, where everyone knows the shema, and not sahadi on the shema, it's an established shema. So then, even the shak is moida that the metzun, even though he's a vadi, cannot be moitzi from the lekeach, who's only a suffix. Nimrakil says, not that it's established, but as long as there's raglaim ladaba, why there should be a makam for a suffix. That's not enough for the shaykh. But this is better. This is where there's edim that is a real suffix. Like he said, it's a sfeika dadina. There's not a shayla whether he's a tumtum on jaganis. We know he's a tumtum. The whole shayla is that's in halacha. So since it's a definite suffix, there the shaykh is moida that the lakeach will win. That's what the Minkus Pitam wants to say. Okay, I want to bring you one more raya, and this raya I don't have an eitzah for. The raya is Sifyud Beis. We learned to halacha, just refreshed Olam's memory a bit. The halacha was the property is being sold, and on one side there's shutfim, and on one side there's an individual owner. Comes along one of the two shutfim, of the shutfim take a property next door, and chaps around and buys this middle property. Comes along the metzrin and tells this buyer slash shutif, get out of here. I'm a metzrin. And who are you? So he timed it. The buyer said, what do you mean? I'm also a possible metzrin because I'm right next door and I'm a shutif. And maybe one day when I break my shutif, I'll be on this side of the property next to this, adjacent to this middle property. So I might also be a metzrin. Comes along the mechaber, and mechaber says that the individual metzrin cannot taina to the shutif dika metzrin that you're a suffik and I'm a vadi. They ain't suffik metzrin, they're vadi, because even a shutif dika metzrin is a vadi now because he owns half of every molecule, and mamela is also adjacent to the property, and mamela the buyer slash shutif wins. That's a mechaber sifyid base. The dika in that mechaber therefore is that had he not come up with this chiddush that the shutif is also a vadi because he owns half of every molecule, the halacha would be that the individual metzron would be allowed to be mitzi the property from this shutif buyer because ein sofik mitzi midei vadi. Now the kasha is like the shma. What do you mean ein sofik midei vadi? Forget the sofik always wins, and even the shachet shver because Minchas Pitim just said that the shach is moida when it's an established sofik, not machmas tanoisav. We know the suffix. Even the shach is moida that the bala suffix wins. Here we know that he's a shutif to the property. That's established. So we know he's a suffix metzron. So the halacha should be that metzron who's a suffix should win even like the shach. So why did the mechaber have to say that the reason why the metzron, individual metzron loses is because the shutif is also a vadai, and therefore he can't tie any suffix metzron with a vadai. Even if the shutif wouldn't be a vadai, he would win because a suffix is mitzvah midei vada.
He's going
to
be a suffix.
So that should be the taina. The taina is not because the lashon of mechab is you can't taina in suffix mitzvah midei vada because he's also a vada. So the taina should be that you're nobody because you didn't get it yet. That should have been the taina, but that wasn't the taina used. So the chayyim it's mashman that mechaba that a suffix would lose to a vada, and that's $1 million kasha. How does that stem with here? I have. On this shayla, I don't have much. I have a question of Eifod who sort of asked the kasha. Mel has a whole new pshat in the Mechaber Sifyei Beis, which is not Lani's Daiti pshat. And then there's a Shah Mishbar over here, who, which we'll see about, has a vort, and he uses that diik of Sifyei Beis as a rayon. And the question is, how does he stem? We'll get to it. But let's continue. Let's try to move on here, Rabbi Yisai. Let's go to another halakha. Which case is it? You're not a metzron at all. In mechaba of Sifyei Beis, but Sifyei Beis, you have a suffix if you're a metzron at all. Correct. That means what? Bekitzah. Let me say it differently. Before I go to your test, let me just bring out the kasha maybe a bit better. Bekitzah, I have a stira between Sifyei Beis and Sif Mem Zayin. Not our Sif, but the Sif of Tumtum and Dragoness. By Tumtum and Dragoness, I see that if there's a suffix, the Tumtum and Dragoness wins. Even though there's a Vade Metzron claiming Metzronis, the Lakeach, who's a suffix isha, because she's a Tumtum and Dragoness, the Lakeach wins. So too over there, Luchay should be the same Allah. That the shutif who's a suffix should win because and if the guy is a metron, it's also not metronis.
He's just a metron also.
And Manela didn't know the metronis.
But the reason is not that they brought your
second
metron in such a case.
Yeah.
You're a metron, I'm also a metron.
And so then why don't we split it? So let's split it. Oh, Teretz is, because you're echad. Teretz is they were not mesakim matzonos b'kai gamda. Means if we would both come b'vasakas yiraydom, we would split it. But why when you get there? Correct. But why when you get there first do you win? Teretz is because the whole din of matzonos says I tell a friend to look at why by here go somewhere else. I can't tie it to another matzon. The other matzon has a right to buy here. So memeila. There's no din of Metzrandis. They were never Mizak Metzrandis, but Kai Gavna. So the Chayit should be the same din of an Isha. They were never Mizak. So why by Isha does this Tumtum win? And why over there they don't win? I tried doing what you said, but I didn't get it. All right, fine. Let's move on a little bit. Maybe we'll come back to this. But there's a case of Chuvus Maim Mamukim in Simon Gimel. He has a different case. He has a case where the buyer tainted that yes, indeed, I bought the property and you're the metzron and everything's gavaldic. But remember, you already came to me with this kind of metzronis, and I told you, Tumei Atoiva, Lazov, and let me have the property, and you were meichel me, and you let me keep the property. So now what are you doing? You're Indian given, now you're coming back to Bezin and tainting metzronis, you're already meichel me. So the buyer is tainting a mechila. And the medicine says, La Adam, I don't know what you're talking about. You woke up. I don't know where you're from. This is the first time I'm dining Medzronis, and that's it. I was never meichel you. What are you talking about? So now you have a machloikis. The medicine is a vade medicine. He's tiny. I'm here, and I want to remove you. And the lekeik tiny, but you're meichel me. Who's going to win? So the maima mukum's tiny, the b'chai gavno, the medzron will win. And the reason he gives is because all these cases, when the lekeik has a tiny, the lekeik has tiny, that from the get-go, there was no Metronis. From the beginning, I bought it Mimnei Amas, I bought it Mimnei Mizainis and Kfuru, I bought it because, you're a Gazanin and not a Metron at all. So at the get-go, when I bought it, I'm timing that you don't have a schuss to be Mesalik me. But here we are being made that you have a schuss to be Mesalik me, you had the schuss at least, and I just signed it that afterwards you're Michael, that I will not be Neman, because the Metron is a Vadai and he's like Kilo, like a Marakama. He had the schuss for sure at the time of the purchase, and now I'm coming along and tining mechila. Your tiny mechila will not be enough to be meitzri from the definite metzronis that was chal at the time of the purchase. Vice dois, a dig, a valdik, I want to make the same dig. Vice dois, if you were tiny, that before I went into the deal, I asked you, could I go into the deal? And you were meichel me, and you did it with the kinyan, like we had before, the sifchav tes. If I did it, and you were meichel me before I even went in, then an economy would win. I would win. It's only because I'm tiny that you were meichel me after I bought it, then it's too late, because then the vladimir metron is kicked in. This shiloh, by the way, is a maril diskin, and psokim tzadi aleph, maril diskin was mesupik. If I tiny that you were if I bought it, if I would win or not. But from the Mayim Amukim's Mefurish that I will not win, the Metzron will win. But that's only because I'm tying Mechili after it. If I tying that, they will make me before I went into it, then I will win. I can tying the Mechili. Yeah, how do I know then? Yeah, but again, so if I don't know, I'm only a Shema. So now you go into the Lamed to the Sman Shach, you have to go through the whole thing. Who's going to win? L'chayra, you're Vadi Metzron, and I'm only tanning, maybe you are Nimchal, so L'chayra L'tishach, I would lose, because you're Vadi Metzron. And if right, me tiny work, that was not enough, because I need to be a bird. The same type of lamed like we had before. Okay, let's go another halakha. The Ramah says, let's continue with the Ramah. I'll bring this out a little bit better. Zok the Ramah, v'chein b'mokim sha'poiskim chokim. This is mamish so yisayt effect of the simen. Whenever there's a machoik is ha'poiskim, ein metzin miyad ha'lekech, hoya l'mukzik. Since the lekech is mukzik, he cannot be mitzvah from the lekech. It's a true mitzadashin. Miu zok the Ramah himself, l'chatchilo, if he did not yet sell, and you have a choice to sell to this Suffolk buyer or to the Metzron who's a Vadi Metzron, Yeshlim Kula Metzron, better off to sell to the Metzron because maybe he has a Schus Metzronis. Once you sold it to the buyer, the Metzron won't be able to be mighty from the buyer. But before you sold it, a Vadi should give first crack, so to speak, to the Metzron. Right, and that's a shreya. Where does the Meich have a season of the Shreya? There it is, but a Kadima, the Arka Shuka, remember we once said, does hold that the Meich has a bit of a season of the Shreya, even on the buyer, Chach. On that, when I'm a Vadi Metron and you may not be able to buy yet, but I certainly am allowed to buy yet, maybe I even have Kadima to buy yet, I'm up on you, I have a Kadima over you and you should give it to me. We cannot stop him from buying, no. Look, Akhila, you're supposed to sell to Mezim. If he capsized, what should we do? We should tell him, yes, that's the Ramah. Look, Akhila, don't buy it. But if he doesn't listen to us and he buys it, what should we do? Once he buys it, the Amatin holds a mukhsa. So now, this very Yisraelis dicta means throughout the whole Simen, whenever there's a Makhlekas, a Baiskan based on these type of Lumbis, also the same thing. It's not just a Makhlekas in Pinus. It's a Makhlekas, we know the Metzias. It's a Makhlekas in Halakha, like Tum Tum Vandragon is sort of. Tum Vandragon is also maybe Metzias. But we, even then, if it's Makhlekas, a Baiskan, the Lakech is going to win, Hoyol is a mukhsik. Now this needs a beer, and it's very Yisraelis dicta. The Marit says, Chivus Marit, Mchelik Beis, the merit is machadish that if there's a double up machlekes apayskim on the side of the metrim to win, in other words, there's a svek sveka favoring the metron, the metron will be allowed to be mitzi from this lakeh. Even though in Kala Terekula and all of Chayshim Mishpat, the halacha is that you cannot be mitzi with a svek sveka. That's how we paskin. And the reason why is because svek sveka cannot be better than a roiv. And ein holkin b'mamanach a roiv is not strong enough to be mitzi from a muksik. So mamela koshken a svek sveka is not strong enough to be mitzi from a muksik. So to marit, here is different. Why? Because here the lakeh is not a muksik. If you have a machlekes apayskim, what is Yishayla? Yishayla is, who did the buyer buy it for? Did he buy it for himself? Or did he automatically become a shliach for the metron? So, hagufan adonin. We want to know who owns this property. So, you're not a machlek. That is good for the shayla. If there's no metron is, then you own the property. Then you're a machlek, but you also own the property. And if you are... there is a din by metzah here. Then, when you bought it, you thought you were buying it for yourself, but you're really buying it for mishkai for the shlikas. So, mamela, you're really buying it for me. So, mamela, you're not a muksik on the property. You don't have a cheskas mammon on the property. The reason why you win when you have a suffix, a regular suffix, the reason why you win is because the maisa you're a lokeach vaday, and in order to invoke metronis, you have to prove metronis. If you can't prove metronis, if it's only a suffix, so to speak, ain't suffix metronis, maisa nidei vaday lokeach. But you're not a muksik per se, you don't have a cheskas mammon in the property. Mamela, when you have a svek sveka, which is like roiv, almost like Raiv, Svek Sveka is Peshit to Suffolk. We were tiny, you can't be Moitzi because Saint Suffolk might say Mimidei Vadia de la Kea. No, it's not true. We have a Achron that Suffolk. It's a Svek Sveka. By Svek Sveka, we go with the Svek Sveka. So we know that the Metzron wins. So Memela, Zakta Marit Machadish said this whole Ramah, when it says if it's a. The muksik of the Ramah doesn't mean muksik cheskes mamon, just mean muksik is because he's a vadai, the ain tzavit moitzim mide vadai, but if you have a svek sveka, the svek sveka will win. The chiddush of the marit. Oh, very good. So come dais, I want a taina that abezoi, a roi will also win. That when the Ramah says that when there's a machlekes apayiskim, the lakeach will win, that's only if it's a machlekes hashakal. But let's say you have to the side of the medicine there's a roi, and even though kala terakula, a nitva in Choshen Mishra could always say kimli kahamiyit, but the whole vada kimli kiyadua is gebait on the halak einok mamanak haroi, because I have a cheskas mamon, so I have a right to side with the minority opinion, and einok mamanak haroi after the majority opinion cannot be enough to mimitzi from a muksik. That's when you have a muksik. But if you don't have a muksik, like this case, a roiv should work. And the Hagabatzalka, the Marit, just said that a Svek Seker is not other from roiv. And he holds a Svek Seker could work, so Kol Shekein roiv is going to be able to work. So this whole Ramah now is reduced to only when it's a Safek Ashokel. But if there's a Machlekes that's weighing to the side of the Metzron, the Metzron will win. Yeah, 1 second, Baal. There's a Chsam Seifer. The Shoyl to the Chsam Seifer wrote to the Chsam Seifer about a certain case of that Metzra, and he says, the Lakei Ketayne Kimli. Chsam Seifer starts off the Tshuva blasting the Shoyl and says, there's no such thing as Kimli by Bametzra. Finished. And then he goes and addresses all the problems with the case. But he says, no such thing as Kimli. And he says, because how can you say Kimli? You're not a muksik. Hakufan adon. If you're buying it for yourself, and if you have a right to buy for yourself, you won. If you don't have a right to buy for yourself, then you can buy for yourself. You bought it for the medicine. So where's your muksik? And he says, Mamela, there's no Kimli. Ksam Seifa is in Tshuvas. Ksam Seifa is beginning of Simen Tzadi Hei. The Mishpat Shalom, the Bajana over here, and the Nachles Tzvi, that's the Piskei Tshuva in the back of Kaitshim Mishpat, Tzifnan Gimel, blasts Ksam Seifa that he missed the Ramah. This Ramah. The Ramah says, when you have a sofek, the latex mutzik. What do you do with this klam saifa? The klam saifa doesn't say when you have a sofek, the latex loses. He said, kimli, you can't say. What's kimli? Kimli means when the side is in favor of the metron, of the moitit. Let's say it's a roiv, or a sfek sfek, or whatever it is. And normally the latex has a right to taina kimli. The nitwiz has a right to taina kimli. Zot the klam saifa, kimli, you do not have in Hilchos Metzronis, which is the Mamish, this Marit. Baruch Hashem, I found Erech Shai over here, and the true Rishai, which is Erech Shai and Chelek Aleph, Tavkof Yadalat, says this Tarsh. He said, doesn't know if going like the Marit, that's what the Klam Saifa means. You can't tie in a Kimli. You don't have a Cheskes Mamet. However, truth be told, like you said, nothing is Muskam. Truth be told, the Kesekotrim over here on this Ramah says you should know that you can't be Maitzi from the Lakeach, even with a Sfek Saika, not like the Marit. And there's a Mishra Shalom and Sif Mem Zayin, who brings a slew of kadmainim tshuvas, who also he proves from them that you cannot be moitzi mamon with a sfek sfeika. So at the end of the day, you have a machloikis. A sfek sfeika could be moitzi from a lekeach. What's the lomdis? This is the machloikis. Marit holds you do not have a cheskes mamon, and they hold that you do have a cheskes mamon. Why? Because if you recall Rabbi Yisrael, he said in Sivov that the way it works, it doesn't really work on Mafreya. You're not mamash shlig. You're only kishlig, like the Jews are Ben Avram and Rambam. It's mekano labol Mafreya. So there was a period of time that you were zikha de lakeach and a zikha didn't belong to the metron and you weren't the shliach yet. When you invoke metron, then it goes back to Mafreya. But it's makana molam freya. So Mamela, they hold that that's already enough that you could be considered the muksik on the property, and Mamela ain't moitzi from this muksik, even with a roiv and koshkin with a sex figure. And now you can think, and now what do you do with this machlaikis? I don't know. What do you have? I don't know if you have a kimli or not. You have a machlaikis if you can say kimli or not.
That's a shasma.
Oh yeah? Okay. I'm saying this what should come out over here, that when you have such a type of a shayla, that's a lom that's going out. If you could, now what do you do if you have a goof with something? I don't know. Because it got to the Akrain to talk about when you have a suffix, if you can say kimli, could you say kimli? It's not so pashut. And especially over here, because the suffix is not good on another. The suffix is maybe you're not even a muksik. So maybe, yeah, only secondly, if you're a muk, so hokuf on adon. I know, because there's rabbi say, we have a machlaik as our place came, if fundamentally the case muktik, and I'd rather agree with the Olam that the Lashon Ramah is better with the Kesekotrim, because the Lashon Ramah is, and he's a muksik, right? Hov a lakeach muksik. Vice says, sounds like he does have a din muksak as imamanis. Alright. That's one more thing on Sif Mem Hei, and that is, I told you before, and there's a Shar Mishpat who has a case. When the Ramah says lakachila, you're supposed to sell it to the metron. If you have this suffix, so once the buyer bought it, you can't be moitzi from him. But lakachila, you're supposed to sell it to the metron. The Shamishpat says, what happens if you have two metronim coming at the same time, and one is a vade metron, and one is a suffix metron, one is maybe a gazlan, or one is maybe a tenant, or one is maybe a mashkin, or one is any other type of this type of a sofik metron? The Shamishpat says you should give it to the vade metron over the sofik metron, because ain sofik meisim midei vadei. What's my raya, Zokta Shamishpat? Sif Yud Beis. That halak that we brought before. You see in Sif Yud Beis, he doesn't explain, but look, this is what he means. You see in Sif Yud Beis, then when the individual metron wanted to be moitzi from the shutif dika metron, and the only reason why he lost was he can't find any sofik moitzi with the vadi, because the shutif dika metron is also a vadai in half of every molecule. But vice versa, without that, the individual vadai metron would have been able to be moitzi from this sofik metron called the shutif. So you see that a vadai has kedima over a suffix. That's basically our shalot we had before. So that's that shtim with tumtum and adregnis. But at least when it comes to the katchila, Zakashamishbot, yes, you should give precedence to this vadai metzron over this suffix metzron. Alright, one more. Let's see if we can chapra in tif memvav. If the suffix proves a vadai, then now he's a vadai.
And
Then they'll have to split it. Then it's two metron coming bevazakas. Yes. All right. One more halacha. This is quick. Sif memvav. Salki metron lelakeach. The metron won, and he took away the field from the lakeach. Va'achigak noyde shesadazu loyse shom metron. And now we found out that metron is a ganav. He came with his LLC. He swore up and down that he could prove that he's really the owner. And now we realize he wasn't the owner, nothing. And now what does he do? So now betzim the lakeach katayna. Give me back my property. You took the property away from Shlok Adin. You fooled me to give up the property. I'll answer on this. Here, the halakha is Yad Elokeach Alo Yoyna. It's up to him to decide. Rots of Maxik Mois, if he could just keep the money. Because look, you fooled me, but you weren't fooled. You didn't fool yourself. You know what you're doing when you bought the property from me. So you can't be choizen the deal. And if I'm happy, because let's say real estate crashed afterwards, plummeted, it's indicted. It's yours. You can keep it. I'll keep your money. I'm happy. Fine, I don't mind that you fooled me. It's fine. Or Rots, if I want, Maxik Lemetzim Moisif, I can give back the mess and the money, and I could repurchase or retake possession of my property that I bought. And the metzen is now, since he stole the property, the impasta metzen, he wasn't the metzen, but this fake metzen who stole the property away from the lakeach for a year is going to have to pay back all the pears that he ate, because he wasn't eating his own pears, he was eating the buyer's pears. Fine, that's the halacha. Vima nigzo shabar akaka atal yodai. And now let's introduce a third character to the scene. Now, the nigzo, the next door owner, we now established wasn't the gazlan. Okay, so who was it? It belonged to Yanko. The nigzal. Now the nigzal wakes up and says, "Ich bin da. I also want the tiny metzronis. The gazan tak. I have no right to tiny metzronis, but I want the tiny metzronis. So if the nigzal shubakak atul yodai, roitzel lasalik alakeg mishum dinin dam metzro chazin, and then it's dependent on this. I yodai dizavnei. If the nigzal knew lechatchila that the buyer purchased the property, and he could have done the same thing that this gazan did. He could have approached the buyer and said, "I'm here, and I'm a bametz, give me the property." And he didn't mesalik him in time, when he was supposed to, in a timely fashion. He can no longer be mesalik him, he was meichel. However, but if he didn't know then, he only found out now that the buyer bought the property, even though you first woke up mamish at the end after the gazan already removed the lakeach from the scene, doesn't make a difference. He doesn't lose out his rights of mitzronis, and he can tie the mitzronis right now poshut, like the halakha we had before. The statute of limitation is when you find out. That's the statute of limitation. If you tack a slow at the pickup and you find out 10 years later, then Konami, most people find out before. And you will have to prove maybe that, you know, 10 years, where were you, buddy? You mean, next door, you didn't realize that you had a new neighbor for 10 years. Your mom is so ostracized, you don't speak to your neighbor, you didn't realize you have a new neighbor. Okay, fine. I just want to bring out two nukudas. I know it's late, just two nukudas here. Let's play this out. The case was that the nigzal is now coming along and wants to remove the buyer. So what happened? First the gazan went and removed the buyer. Then the buyer figured out that this gazan is a gazan. So he repossessed the property. Nishnadem, he also took back the mea peris that this gazan ate. So now he's sitting on a property plus the mea peris. Now comes along the nigzal, the real metron, and says, "Now give me back the property." Now shaila is the mea peris now go back to the nigzal or not? We had a halacha, remember, Rabbi Yisai, that any peris that the lakeach ate already, he keeps. Any lakeach that's still around, the metron takes. What do you do now? The peris are gone, but the replacement of the peris, the mea peris, are the end. Does that go to the metzron or not? We found a similar shaila in the Mishmar Shalom. Mishmar Shalom over there, Kleda Shaila. What happens if the lekeach in the interim rented out the property and then the metzron comes along and tainas metzronis? And the money of the rent is still around. So to Mishmar Shalom, he doesn't know. Maybe this is considered like the payers of the property be'en, or maybe no, because the property is the ishtamshis. The money is not the property. So to here, is the money in place of the Peres, it's like the Peres are around. Or no, you know, that's the very nice if you'll have the Peres bend. The Peres aren't bend. It's only the money of the replacement. The Peres were already eaten. So maybe we'd be able to keep these Peres. Or the Demeyer Peres, I should say. And we'll end up, he'll give back the property to the Nigzal, but he'll be able to keep the Demeyer Peres. All right, Rabbi, so we ran out of time here. But Linda, the next week, we have the time, I want to do Sif Mem Zayin, a next wave of heterim, exceptions to the rule of Bar Mitzvah. Isha, Katan, whatever, it's going to be Levedik, Miat Hashem. All right, good to talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.